everybody. Welcome to Live Your Best Marriage podcast. And I'm your host, Pastor Shio. And this is...
And I'm Whitney Shio.
And Pastor Shio is at Pastor Shio. That's my Twitter handle. You can follow me at Twitter at Pastor Shio.
Mine is at Whitney Shio.
This podcast is a podcast that believes that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and successful. Every marriage has a chance to be awesome and successful. So we are actually coming live from Wichita, Kansas, and we are here to fight for your marriage. Everybody talks about how marriages are, there's a whole bunch of divorces, there's a whole bunch of people not listening to each other and agreeing to each other, but we are here to say that it's possible to live happily with your spouse, but you gotta put in the work.
Yeah, so pretty much, if you and your spouse are not physically abusive and you're not serial adulterers, you guys have a chance. I mean, you have more than a chance. It's past possible. And we want to support everybody.
Yes, we want to support everybody. And if you want to get more information about who we are, you can check out our blog, which is liveyourbestmarriage.com. liveyourbestmarriage.com. And Whitney, you wrote an article this week about boundaries in marriage and smartphones. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because it sounds very interesting when I read it.
Yeah, it's pretty much about the fact that we're all very open to exchanging contacts with pretty much anybody we meet. But if you're married, you have to be a little bit more cautious, because once you begin to start texting and emailing coworkers and acquaintances of the opposite sex, things can get a little bit tricky. And I'm basically just explaining how the physical boundaries are really obvious. I mean, if somebody comes up to your house and starts talking to your wife or whatever, I mean, that would be a very obvious sign of disrespect. I mean, if they're...
Oh, yeah. That would be super disrespectful to me. If somebody comes to my house, start talking to you, start making those suggestive gestures to my woman... to my wife, to the love of my life, I'll be like, man, somebody's gonna have some karate chops for dinner here.
Yeah, because it's just so obvious. If somebody shows up at your house, and especially if you don't know this person, if maybe your spouse has mentioned them a couple of times, but you pretty much don't know them at all. But when it comes to sending messages, you know, you can be sitting right next to your spouse, and one of you or both of you are, you know, sitting there going through your phones. You're just going through one notification after another. And although you're in the same room, you're next to each other, you're just communicating so much with other people. And those lines are hardly there. There's really no boundary for a lot of us. And it's I think my main point is, it's just so easy to get sucked into someone else's life, because once you start sharing personal information and personal stories, yeah, those boundaries definitely aren't even there anymore.
Oh, yeah. And on the blog post, we have a picture of, that looks like a nice couple. They went out for a date, nice restaurant, an outside patio. But what's going on in the picture here?
Yeah, you found the perfect picture. It's a couple having lunch at a cafe, but the husband is just staring at his phone while the wife is sitting there looking at him. Yeah. So.
And you know, this happens more often than not. And it used to happen to us too when we started getting more and more active in social media. And you're constantly getting these notifications. And you can be at home with your wife or your spouse, your husband, hanging out, and then bang, a notification. And a conversation can go from talking about something so intense and to you are checking a notification. And basically, these people have access to you 24/7. And unless you control some of these notifications, maybe turn those notifications off, especially if you are trying to spend one-on-one time with your wife, there will be a huge, 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 huge disruption. And especially Facebook, Twitter, and things like that. We are not saying you should not be on them, but we're saying that you need to put boundaries, especially when you are trying to spend more time with your family and your wife. You need to put boundaries so that you can be able to spend quality time instead of just being interrupted constantly by notifications from these social media sites. So now, as we're talking about social media, you can follow us on Twitter. We love to play on Twitter. So you can follow me at PesaShayo, PesaShayo. And my wife is at?
I'm at Whitney Shayo. And we love getting questions, and we absolutely love getting feedback from you guys. And it's very, very easy to get a hold of us on Twitter. We make sure we check anything that's marriage related. We pay extra attention to that because we just want to be a resource to anybody who needs help.
Some people have on Twitter, you can just DM us. Send us a direct message that's more private, and if it's some private information you want to talk about, hey, I've gotten several of those DM messages, and I think that's the best way to communicate with me. If you just have a quick question that you want my opinion, or just want to see how you should handle it. Now, there's an article we wrote a few weeks ago about snooping in marriage. And that has gotten a lot of reviews and a lot of comments, especially on Twitter. We didn't think it was such a big deal. I guess it is a big deal. Basically, the background of the story is, what if you find your spouse going through your social media timeline?
Mm-hmm. Or your phone.
Or your phone is at snooping. And our idea was, not a big deal if these messages are actually meant for the whole world to see. There should be no reason why your spouse should not look through them. But some of the comments that we've gotten about it.
Yeah, I didn't know this was going to have so much controversy. People were really bothered by the fact that even just the thought of their spouse reading some of their stuff. And I was just coming from the point where it's good to look out for each other because we all make mistakes. I mean, none of us are perfect. And if you notice something that even looks suspicious on, let's say their Facebook, you know, if you notice like one person in particular is just liking all of their posts and commenting on all of their posts, I mean, that might be, it might or might not be somebody that, you know, you need to look into. But also, I also mentioned that it's okay to go through your spouse's phone and look at their text messages and stuff. And because if it's already intended for someone else to read, why can't your spouse read it? And the difference between that and you writing a journal or writing in a diary, that's a little bit different because that, your intention is really just for you to read that. That's not really meant for someone else to sit there and read through it. But like I said, I mean, if it's a text or an email or if it's something on Facebook, I mean, that's open to other people, so it should also be open to the person you married.
You know, I got a friend of mine in church, he read that post and he came to talk to me and he was pretty upset with me. And he's like, this shows that there's so much lack of trust in the marriage and you're encouraging people to not trust their spouses. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why a spouse should be going through this information, because if they really, really trust me, they should trust that I'm doing the right thing. And I'm thinking, okay, bro, what are you hiding? What's there to hide? Mm-hmm. Your life should be an open book, especially when you're dealing with your wife. Yeah, we did not agree on that one, because he's like, if he found his wife doing that, that's definitely a reason why they should go to counseling. And he was very upset because he is sold on the idea that there should be some privacy in his relationship with his wife, and there should be some information that's just for his friends and some for his wife. I guess I could not see where he was coming from. There are some things which are private for just him and his friends, and the wife should not know, and there are some things which are just for him and his friend. Him and his wife and his friends should not know. I mean, I totally agree there's some private information that just for him and his wife, but I just don't see why there should be anything private between him and his friend that a wife should not know. I mean,
And also, a woman always needs reassurance anyway. Your wife definitely needs to know for sure that she's the only one for you. And a lot of emotional affairs are so easy to get started because you might just be, you could be working with a woman who, if you're texting and things, she starts sharing personal information, what she's doing is she's actually leaning on you for emotional support. And
can you say that again? That sounds very interesting.
Yeah. Once you start sharing personal information with someone of the opposite sex, if it's someone you work with, or if it's a friend from somewhere else, what you're doing is you guys are actually leaning on each other for emotional support. And that's a huge no-no, because that can very quickly turn into an emotional affair. And I know it doesn't seem like it. A lot of people are like, what's the big deal? I talk openly to all of my friends all the time. What's the problem? But it really can lead you down a very dangerous path very quickly, because you start to, you're investing time and emotion in this person, and they're getting the impression that you care about them. But so, yeah, I mean, if your spouse is looking through your phone or anything else, they do need reassurance from the get-go, even if they're not doing those things. They need to know for sure that they're the only one for you and that you're not investing anything in anyone else.
Folks, if you need more of this information, you can definitely always, always, always go to liveyourbestmarriage.com, where you'll find a plethora of marriage-related information which will help you live your best marriage. Again, I've had a friend who told me, hey, you're so paranoid when it comes to your marriage. I was like, no. I actually want you to win. I want your marriage to be awesome, fulfilling, incredible. And I found out that you have to put in the work. You won't just get a great marriage just by sitting there and a great marriage will come to you. You got to put in the work. You gotta know how to communicate. You gotta know how to communicate, and you gotta know how to relate well with your spouse. And on that note, we had 4 tips earlier on how to get a better marriage. And some of the tips were: you need a weekly date night. Now, a lot of folks will be like, "Whoa! Weekly date night? Yeah, I'm saying weekly date night because every week there's a lot of things that go on in your life. And if you don't actually schedule time for your wife every week.
Yeah, once a month is not enough for a date.
Once a month is not enough. Once every 4 weeks is not enough. You don't have to spend a lot of money, but you have to spend time. Again, you don't have to spend a lot of money, but you have to spend time. And for a lot of folks, spending money shows that you actually love and care your wife. Care about your wife. So, hey, do whatever you want, but you got to spend time. So, weekly date night. To a lot of people, it's like a huge, huge investment of time, and they don't think they will be able to make it possible. This is something you are doing for your marriage, so work on that. Another thing we talked about improving your marriage is text your spouse. You know, every day your spouse gets a lot of text messages from so many people, and your text messages should be there too. And you should also be sending some romantic text messages like, hey, baby, I love you. You know, things like that. Send a picture, send a selfie. She's getting a lot of selfies on her Facebook feed. So, hey, put your selfie there and call her for no reason. When you're at work, in the middle of the day, just call her. Something that she wasn't expecting. Something, it doesn't cost you a lot of money. It doesn't cost you anything other than the fact that you thought about her and you called her. This will keep the flames, the romantic fire burning. What do you have? Anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also we had talked about completing a task together. And a lot of people think that bonding in marriage happens when you're just holding hands and living happily ever after. And that is part of it, but actually you can get major bonding when you're just doing things together, like the dishes, or you're changing the baby's diaper together, and things like that. I mean, It's something that the two of you are able to do together. And believe
it or not...
Do you
have an example about when changing diapers or something like that?
Yeah, like for us, at our house, when the baby needs a bath, he actually helps me with that. He helps me wash her off and dry her and get her dressed again and everything.
Did you hear that, guys? I help around the house.
And it's such a huge help. It really is, because I was starting to notice that when I do a lot of those things by myself, I start having back pain and everything, and it's not fun. But when he's there helping me, it's just so nice for me to have that support. And you're actually, yeah, believe it or not, when you're doing those mundane tasks of everyday life, you are bonding. And because one thing I really...
You're bonding, but because you, later on, you guys, you want to be bonding, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And one thing I really cannot stand is when I hear people talk about their coworkers and they're like, oh, we went through all of that together. We went through this really tough shift together. And, oh, we're a great team. We all made it happen together. And I'm thinking like, okay, so what did you do with your wife? What have you done with your wife today? So just... Anything helps, and you guys will be amazed, honestly, because even something as simple as giving the baby a bath at our house was huge, and also when he helps me with the dishes, I thank him profusely. I am so grateful when he does those little things, because it's one less thing for me, and it lightens my load. So anything you can think of, it's going to be a huge help for you guys.
And then after doing tasks together, also, you can have sex more often. Because that actually has been shown scientifically and biologically in everything that, hey, more of that stuff will really break down a lot of resentment, break down some of the anger, and keep everybody happy, enjoying each other, and just create more memories here.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, create memory there. And I'm sure there's something in the Bible that says that you should do that more often. I'm sure if I go through the Bible and read, I read somewhere that they say, hey, you should take care of your woman more often, right?
No, it's true. Like, because we went through
it's in the Bible.
A whole year of me wanting a divorce, but we were still doing that stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
A few times a week. And I think that, it really helped. So, I mean, I was like, anyways, I won't go into detail. So, yeah, I mean, make time for that. And even if you feel tired, just try to get into the habit of it. And eventually, it will be something that you look forward to. So,
folks, you had that. Ways to make your relationship hot, awesome, and you make your marriage better. Now, guys, you can always follow us at Pesa Shayo and my wife.
I'm at Whitney Shayo, and you can also find us on G+. And also, if you want to send us a more detailed message, you can use the liveyourbestmarriage@gmail.com. And so that way we can communicate in more detail than we probably could on Twitter. So,
what's the email again?
It's liveyourbestmarriage@gmail.com.
So. liveyourbestmarriage@gmail.com. Again, the website is liveyourbestmarriage.com. I'm at Pesa Shayo. My wife is at Whitney Shayo. And we are live from Wichita, Kansas. So, guys, until next time, live your best marriage, and we will be back at ya. God bless.